And before he started to eat the bread, he spoke out. And he spoke out saying, give him a piece of bread. Give him a piece of bread. This is not called a hefsek. You don't have to make another bracha. Trashi til baruch. Ha-boitseya. Somebody cut the bread and made a moitzi ready. Kaidim shetom in a priest. Before he ate from the bread. Botsim imenu v'hoishet lemishet. So he passed it along. V'yomlin. He told him, tov a prusa bracha. Take from the prusa of the piece of bread that I made a bracha on. Even though he spoke out before he ate the bread, he doesn't have to make a mitzvah over again. Even though stam, if you talk, we'll soon see, not for the reason of eating, but you talk out something else. It's called a hefsek, and you have to make the mitzvah over again. While you're putting on tefillin shoryad, you talk out, the tefillin shorosh, you have to make another bracha on tefillin shorosh. Yeah, and so any time you took out, when you did the bracha, before you ate, or did the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha over again. So, but this talking out, of telling the person, take the piece of bread of the bracha, is tzarech bracha lenistika. This is called the talking out, what's in the day to the bracha, it's an inyan of bracha, it's not called a hefsek. So the Mara Abba, havei melech, havei liftan, tzarech bracha. But if he says, bring salt or bring lifton, some other thing you dip the bread into. Then you do have to make the bracha. That's called a hefsek already. Shrashi aviyah melech. That's next one. Right? Rabbi Yechonon Amar no. Afilu aviyah melech. Even if you talk out, as after you made the mitzi, before you ate the bread, you spoke out and you said, please bring me salt, or else aviyah lifton, bring me the lifton, nami ain't circle for. Also, you don't have to make a bracha. Why? Because also, that means you're not subit. Well, so the place where you're supposed to have melech on the table, like the, after you make the mitzvah, dip the bread into the salt. So if you don't have the salt, you're allowed to ask, bring the salt. Trashi avei melech nami yen tzarech lebaruch. Shav zu tzarech brocho. Shetei prusa shabrocha necheles betam. That the prusa should be eaten betam. As an Indian, when you make the mitzvah and a piece of bread, it should be a betam dik, a piece of bread. So I'm all that needed salt to make a betamdik. Well, since it is man is there, well, since it is gemara, the our bread is geshmak, you don't need salt to make it betam. But if you have bread, doesn't have much of a taste, so the Indian first put the salt on it to make it betam, and then make the moitzi. So therefore, we ask to bring the salt, that's not called a hefsi. Faita. Gevil betura, gevil betura. Somebody says, give my ox teeth, give the food to my ox. That's yet called a hefsek, and you have to make a bracha. You made a mitzi lechem, and then you realize you didn't give your ox to eat yet, and you say to the guy, give the ox to eat, you have to make another bracha. Even if before you ate, you said, first give my ox to eat, that's called minyan asud. Why? If you have a behemoth in your house, you're not allowed to eat first before you give the behemoth teeth. So since you're supposed to give the animal teeth first before yourself, therefore here it's not called hefsek, you're allowed to talk out to give the animal before you eat.
When you sit down to make the mitzi, you shouldn't make the mitzi until you have salt in front of everybody, or else it's reachable for everybody to use the salt. But that's mikra adin. After you make the mitzi, you're supposed to dip the bread into salt. Rava Bar Shmuel ignored the Reish Kalusa. Rava Bar Shmuel went to Reish Kalusa. After the Rifta, they gave him bread to eat. Ubotzalahedya. And he ate it right away. He didn't wait for no salt. He didn't dip it into no salt. He ate it right away. Omulet Satamidim asked him, Hodama Mishmaita, you chayzik what you said. Before you just said that you're not supposed to make a mitzi until you first dip it into salt. Omalahu, less than tzorech b'sheish. Is this bread here is very geshmak, the bread doesn't need anything. But since the bread I got for the Reish Kalusa is geshmak, the bread, I don't have to put salt into it. The Pasha meant it was made betam, it has tam into the bread, into the challah, so you don't have to have salt. Shrashi b'sheish mit ikud kumay b'sheish rechuk lema, pasnik tini huzu, this is a nice bread. V'yentzrich liftin, this doesn't need liftin. So according to the Viskamo, our breads right now also should not have to have soul. Because all breads we have, it has Gishmak the time, it tastes very good, but no one needs to have soul. But Tzai speaks out the bottom of the top Tzai's. So he says, the Anu, in other places, the Anu, ain't Anu, we give him the Havi al Shulchan, no Melech le Lifton. Us, we don't have to have any more salt to lift on, Mishum the Pash, Shalonu Choshir. Our bread reading is Geshmak of bread. The Rehu ki ho di Yama Bistamach, like the Gemara said later, less than Sarah Fashay, this Geshmak of bread doesn't need salt. Means that places where Menachem Hoyle Medagdik Moi, Lohavi Melech al Shulchan. So in Indian, our call upon him to have salt on the Shulchan. Even though Miki, you don't have to dip your bread into the salt, salt should be on the Shulchan. Because he used to be Medrash, there's a Medrash that says, Allah Shulchan, when the Yidin are sitting on the Shulchan, or Mamtin and Zeh, they are Chiyit Lidayim. They're waiting for one another to wash the hand. The hand below mitzvahs are not doing any mitzvahs right now, they can't talk. As most of them wash their hands and they're waiting for everybody to sit down and they can't talk, they can't learn now. They're without mitzvahs. Is our sot in the country? The sot is in the country, Galayan. Or Bris Melech Megan Galayan. That time the Major says, look, there's a Melech on the table, that's Megan. So that's usually the minute they leave salt on the table. The Allah is brought down another time is because our Shulchan is named to the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach is supposed to have salt. So therefore our Shulchan should at least have salt on the table. At the same time, in the Melech is, that's Megan. So the making for this kitchen, the sun should be in the country. So Mikra did not have to dip the bread into the salt. Even though the Raman Hagin, some people do dip it in. So many to dip it in. The Yikra didn't hide, you don't have to dip it into the salt anymore, but there's an Indian to have the salt on the bread, on the table. Right. V'yoma rova bashmiot, mishum rebichiyot, ein meirag layim kolom. The person's making meirag layim, it doesn't end off, or if you mean to tell you an eitzah how to make, el of yeshiva, only when you're sitting down. Why? Such Rashi. When you're about to finish, you're afraid that the shun spritz onto your feet. Therefore you stop making before the last ones come out. And most times they used to make right on the floor, so you're afraid it'll spritz onto your foot, so you stop before, therefore it's not an answer to make standing up, you should make sitting down. But if it's very soft dirt there, that it doesn't spritz back, I feel about me there, you're allowed to make. If you lack of the chura, if you have the love to chura, what's the yitza? Yame the mokum gvoya, stand on a higher place, the yasum the mokum madron, a place going downward. You have not to spritz back on your feet, so you're not afraid to end off those things. As well as that, we don't have the shadow, we have our bowls, we can end off. Right, the yama rova bashmu mishmed rabchiyah. Acha kolachin oschech o melech. After all eating, make sure to eat salt. Rahakosh to Yoshe, after all type of drinking, Shasei Maya, make sure to drink water. Viyata Nizik, you won't be hurt for the day. Tani Nami Yoshe, Acha Kolachin Yoshe Echo Melech, after all eating, eat salt. Rahakosh Yoshe Shasei Maya, Viyata Nizik, Tani Yidach, Ocho Komaychel, if you ate a lot of things, but Leyocho Melech, you didn't eat salt. A little shosa komashkin drank a lot, a little shosa mayim, is b'yayim yidig mrechatir. The daytime you're going to have bad odor coming out of your mouth. Or by lying at night time yidig minasachro, type of a choking. You'll be afraid that you may choke. So the loch is brought down, we don't have to be mastered on this, to eat salt and drink water, but it says because most of our food already has salt inside it. And most of our drinks have water inside it. Therefore we don't have to be mastered today. Mikodin is supposed to have salt and water. Right, what about him? How makes achim lost the b'mayin? If somebody makes sure to have a lot of water in his food, really means when like you have before Joshua, how makes achim lost b'mayin? Shreis b'mayin har be'ach achim lost. Because if you ate a lot, you drank a lot of water. Ach achim lost it soft b'mayin. As if in your stomach, the oichel is like swimming in the water. The yasser b'azim and kavu b'azim is then that's a good thing. Is ain't a bowl dechay b'mayin. You won't have any intestines problems. You won't have any making problems. Nikama, how much did you drink? Here's the kitten the past. Kitten is a big jug. It's a jug for every past loaf of bread. That's how much water you should drink. Omarav Moriam Rabbi Yechidim. Horogo ba'adoshim. If you're used to eating adoshim with lentils, is achat ashkoshim yoim. Once in 30 days, monei asachim tech boitzei. That will stop this choking sickness from your house. Once in 30 days, gudrashim monei asachro, sha'achoyli bo machmas otze b'nei mayim. You choke because you can't go, you hold in. Well, Adoshim is shalshlim, and his lentils is a good shalshlim, that makes you go. So you have a once in 4 days is good.
But the more I will call you in there, if you take it every day, like, my time the koshla recha pen. Makes a little bit odor in your mouth, you shouldn't take it every day. The always said, well, these halachas, the Gemara said, doesn't actually apply this money there. Because there is a shinat teva, it's not mukhruch. What the Gemara said is a refuah, it's still a refuah this money there. Because there is a shinat guf, today we have different. So I don't think it's the wrong. Shulchan Aruch has not put down these halachas here. You're used to eating mustard. Once in 30 days, it's a good thing to eat. You'll stop sicknesses from your house. That's a cure. You take mustard every day, that's no good. It's bad for the heart. Take mustard every day is no good for the heart. He takes small fish like sardines. It's very good for intestines. You won't come to any sicknesses of the intestines. The loyal should dog in katani, mafrin, or marvin, or mavrin, kavufish lodin. Makes you healthy and strong and makes you poor of room. It's a good thing to eat. Kavufish lodin. If you want to eat this ksach, a type of a vegetable, Rashi says ksach. So some type of a zrug, some type of a bean. You won't come to any heart problem. If you take tzach, it's like 160, it's a poison, come on. Cool. If you sleep on the mizrach side of your girl, means when you store up your tzach, is done over Oshay. So if you're killing yourself, you see that tzach is no good. No lekasha. Habereichli habetaymei. His tzereich is no good for you. His smell is no good. For the time is, if you smack the time is good for you. And he mother Reb Yirmiyah, he Reb Yirmiyah's mother, afalei rifta, she used to bake bread, or mitvakolei, she put this ketzach. She used to put this ketzach like dovik, put it near the bread. Today the time should go into the bread of the makalfilo. Maybe she squashed it, she scraped it up, so that the reyach shouldn't come into his mouth. This ksach, the reyach is no good, but the time is yielded. Trash in the mizrach, a garner, shal ksach, she ruach malodis, ruach lecha, or metanemesi, or machnesas, or reyach, but reyach a group. It brings the reyach, the smell into your group. Hab reyach, the time of the reyach kosher. Smelling this vegetable, this bean is no good. You are tam toy, but the taste is very good for you. Mazgul Zemele's mother used to be Mazgul Leib Rufter. She used to like attach it to the bread. As you call it a tam toy, the tam went into the bread. Then a makalfa leib, the shulah reich. Then she would scrape it off so the reich shouldn't come into it. But if you do run a burning meal, the shoyim. And the Mishnah of Yudha said you don't make a burning free adoma. What depends on zroyim you make burning meal, zroyim. And the shoyim you make burning meal, the shoyim. Only Rab Zayn with any Rab Chanina, but Papa ain't a look of Yudha. We don't pass the look of Yudha on all type of vegetables and beans. We only make a burr kriya dhamma. V'yomar Rab Zayra, V'yitayma Rabbi Chanina, Papa. My time of Rab Yudha, what's our call from Rab Yehuda Shita? He says you have to make a special bracha for the Shoyim and for Zroyim. He says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. You have to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu bracha every day. But you know, you only make a bracha by day of a live day of orchinoi say. It's mashu baruch Hashem yom only at daytime you have to bend, give a bracha, not at night time. Ella, the pshan the pasuk is what's the libu haloshim yom yom loim aloch. Call yom yom every single day. Tain lo name bechaisim. Give him a bracha of name of all different things he deserves. Now give him a lot of different type of brachas. How could you live if he eats a royin, make vermin as royin? If he eats a shoyin, make vermin as a shoyin. If there are different types of vegetables, have different types of brachas. Hokinami called min, or min, tailor main bechosin. Every different type of a vegetable, make a different type of bracha for him. That's a view. The sheep took, we don't pass like that. We pass in the nature of some, a birthday of the Yom Rab Zayr, the Tenor Rabbi Chinun HaBakofa. Go over the world, come and see. Like Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, Midas Bas V'Dam, not the way we act. Midas Bas V'Dam, the way we understand things, is Kli Reka and Machzik. If you have an empty Kli, you can put something into it and it'll hold it or retain it.
mole ain't a mastic. If you have a kli mole, a full kli, you can't fill it up. It's not mastic, it'll overflow. Abla Kodesh Baruch Hu ain't a king. Mole mastic. It means a person is a Talmud Chacham that learns a lot. The more you learn, the more it goes in and you keep it. But Hashem can wait for it. If you didn't learn anything yet, it ain't a mastic. You don't hold it, you don't know anything. Shinam Abba Yemer. Im Shemoya Tishma. If you listen to me, what does that mean? Im Shemoya Tishma. If you listen to me, it'll be good. Be in Lava Tishma. If not, you're not going to hear. Im Shemoya Biyoshim. If you listen to the old thing that you learned already, Tishma B'chodesh. You'll be able to hear new things. The Yisna Levodchob, if you turn your heart away, Shuvah Tishma. You're not going to hear anything more. So by learning Faket, the more and more you learn, the more and more you get. That's not Kemidah's brought to the dawn. Trashi. In Shemoya, Pam Achas, Sefer Shetito Oizu Pam Acheres. If you listen one time, you'll hear it again a second time. In Tishma B'yoshin, Sheshonis V'shalashto, Mashtmat Nishtakim. If you chazer over two and three times, then you'll be able to hear new things. So the care, the more you learn, the more you know. Right, so that's the Mishnah. Ve'lecha Peres Ilum. If you make a bracha on Peres Ilum, which should be a Borer Pri Eitz. You made a mistake and you said a Borer Pri Hadom is Yot. You make a Borer Pri Adoma on an apple, but you have a yot. Vashenken the Alperis Oretz, if you take a vegetable, and you make a Borer Pri Eitz, is no yot. But that's a sheker. This Pri Adoma, this potato, did not come out of an Eitz. So it's a sheker, you're not Yotzer. Vashenken the opposite way, if you take an apple, you make a Borer Pri Adoma, even though the apple came out of a tree, but the tree came out of the Adoma. So it's not a sheker, you can make a Borer Pri Adoma, but you have the Akunam Zakti Mishni Moma Shakul Yedvar of Yotzer. The Yedvar, if anything you may a shakul, you are Yotzer. Even within the Gemara, even bread and yayin, the Yedvar you also Yotzer. So the Moma Mantan, who's the time of our Mishnah, Yika Ilan Arya, that the Yika of a tree is the ground that it grows from. And therefore, if you make a Borer Pri Adoma on an apple, you Yotzer, because an apple is also coming out of the Adoma. Om Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Rav Yudi, it goes according to Yudah, the Tanan, Yod Shamayim. If the mine you have a field, the shalom by Bikurim. Bikurim, usually you have a nice field, you grow fruits. You have to take the fruits and bring it to Yishlayim, and you give it away, you like thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave you the orange that grows these fruits. Now what about in your land, Yavash Shemayim, the well that gave the water dried up, or else when Niktas Ilan, your tree has got chopped down, is maybe, still you have to bring the fruits, bring Bikurim, Vienna Kureya. But you can't be clear thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land, because it's not Choshev land anymore. They see all the Tanakamo, the Yikur of the land is a tree. If the tree got cut down, it's not called to have land. I can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, but you can let me know, maybe the Kaver. You can still bring the Bikurim and be clear, give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Even though you don't have the tree, but the Yikur of the fruit is the Adam, and the Adam you still have, you can still be clear. So what then, if you make a Borer Pri Adoma on an apple, you get it because the equal of the apple that came from the Adoma. So Rashi, Yodish, Rashi, the Iker Ilan Ayihi, the Iker Kola Peris the Oritz, the Akil Godly Men, grows out of the ground. Yodish Shemayim Nixila, for your Lord Deis HaShachun, you had an orchard, or Boy Mayin, and there you had a mine, or you had a well. Shul Mashkeo, you got water from it. The menu. The cuts are Bikurim, you cut off the Bikurim, the menu. The Avakat Yavah Shemayim, then the world dried up. The Chayn Sod Ilan, the cuts is Bikurim, and the Avakat Nixas Ilan, then the tree got chopped down. It is made of Ene Kareya. Why? Tanakam Olchein, Yachol Leinem and Adama Shinafatuli. I can't thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you for the land you gave me. Why the Chiv, the Yavah Shemayim Nixas Ilan, since the well or the tree got chopped down, the menu, brought to Laaria. There's not Chash of this ground anymore. There's a chiva, so the ground is what grows out of it. So I don't have the tree anymore, the ground is not worth anything. If you don't know, maybe the Kaira, Sheor it's the Iker. He holds the Iker, Shema Chalamol is the ground, and the ground you still have. Even though the tree got shot down, still you can make a bracha on the, and you give a shvach to Bikurim. But then if you make a Bor Pri Adam on an apple, you also eat. But Alperis Oretz Do Faket, if you make a Bor Pri on a vegetable, you're not yet. What's the sheker? For the more pshita, I've added to sheker. What's the avim to say you'll be yet at the sheker? On Rav Nachman of Yitzchak, Nitzchel Rav Yehuda. A ghost of Yehuda shita, the yom achita min ilanin. He holds chita wheat, has a shame tree to it. For the avim, if you make a boil create, then on chita at least, you should be yet, so kamashman still you're not yet. The Tanya, Ilan Shachim menu Adam Rishon. What was the first tree that ate Adas that Adam Rishon ate from? What tree was it? We had many wine to get in. It was a grape. Shein lecha davar shemei v'yilol alodim el yayin. What may she live? A chikah or a drashi shumei yevi yilol amijim. Vizeh hevi nisa. It brings nisa point of a chikah. That's yayin. Shinema v'yoshis min a yayin v'yishka. Hev chikah. We have nachmana matena. It was a fig tree. Hoysa. What's the raya? Shein medavar shenis kalkul avoy nitkenu. The same tree that he made the chet was, that's what fixed him up later. Shinema v'yispo alei tena. That how he get his begodim, they're made from the leaves of a fig tree. So Chur, since it was a fig tree that gave him the leaves to make the begodim, try that with the chet, was done from that also. The abudu or in the chita, he said, no, Adam Rishon ate wheat. That was eight sadat, it was a wheat. She'en atidnik yadei liquid out of ima, hachitim tam bogin. Here, like the bogin, that's the first choshev of food you eat, the mashma gives you some dat. So since the Torah called it eight sadat, Sarayim was wheat. That was the eight sadat. So now, south of Barat HaChamina, Hayoviyam Rav Yehuda, Chita Menilon Hi, Lebarach Alei, Barat Riyait. Since wheat has the same tree, it was called the Eitz Hadass, you can make a Barat Riyait on it, Kamash Mula, no. If you make a Barat Riyait, you're not Yitzah. Why? Heicha Mabarach and Barat Riyait. When do we make a Barat Riyait? What's called the tree? That we say the Peris, the fruit of this tree, has the same Priyait. Heicha Deshish Chatmas Lele Peri. Even if it's like an apple tree, if you pull off the apple, eat some of the gabzon. The branch of the tree is there the whole year round. The branches on the tree stay there. So hold them up. Next year, the same branch gives off Peris again. That's called the tree that you make a bird create. Avol Heicha Deshish Chatmas Lele Peri. In the case where if you pull off the fruit,